I've done heard of Nietzsche and his likenesses, spread all around like rumors in a locker room, football field, or in line at the grocery store, where I get all my celebrity news. Celibacy of the brain squandered, left alone, wondered, who is this man cleaning up, clearing out his bank, leaving his wallet outside on the grass, taking off his shirt and throwing his long arms into the air? Who is this man? We found out too soon, too late, right now. Flower petals falling in the background. The essence of what once was a cloud is now a raindrop falling at the mercy of the wind. Whoosh! The wind agrees. Splash! The raindrop splats. Quick explosion, then slowly to the river, the ocean, the cloud. But no longer cloudy. The repeated revelation. Next in line. Well, got caught daydreaming. Got caught night dreaming. Got caught dreaming. Got caught. Got. Shake it off. Got some more milk and eggs and news about the latest. My TV is the tabloids in the line at the grocery store. They remind me what I am and what I am not. Not no Nietzsche. Not no nihilist. A man. In love, making phone calls requesting to be removed from a certain junkie list that I knew was junk when I signed up. They want my car, my van, my vehicle. Damn, folks was ringing before I even woke up. Before I even got breakfast. Before I even got in this line and started imagining that this is celebrity. Get back in the know, in the news. Stage a breakup or a kidnapping. Predict the future. Keep recycling the same story until it happens to anyone else who got their future handed over, advertised, on the cover of the Inquirer, making inquiries as to who may be these people, these media, these hormone-ridden cows, these dead-gum spies with their dead-gum stories.